If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Tonight's episode of Steakhouse Confidential was recorded live at DC Prime Steaks and Seafood in Ashburn, Virginia. Independently owned and operated, DC Prime serves only USDA Prime beef, which is the top 1% of all the beef in the U.S. Chef Brad Wiedemann comes from the Art Institute of Atlanta with a degree in culinary arts, and his creations include the barbecue spice jumbo shrimp appetizer, my favorite, along with succulent tomahawk bone-in ribeyes with a dozen other fresh cuts of meat. Fresh fish, lobster, crab, scallops, and more. Visit dcprimesteaks.com today or call them at 703-840-2099 for your reservation. Proud home of Steakhouse Confidential, where the steaks are juicy and the stories even juicier. Okay.
The flange.
All right. Yeah. Opening hypothetical before we go ahead and start ordering.
Yeah, tell us if we're recording.
One thing I realized, we're recording right now, I realized is I don't have any good fucking stories. All my stories, like, I don't have a bunch of tiny stories.
What are you talking about?
Little itsy bitsy ones.
You just went to Mexico. How do you not have stories?
Wait a minute. He doesn't have any stories that he can share.
There's a difference of repeatable and arable.
I got some of those stories, but I don't know if I want to tell those.
Well, that's the thing. Nowadays, you got to be careful about the stories you tell, the names that you include, and everything else.
You're right.
So just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Tread lightly.
Yeah,
it is Steakhouse Confidential, but it's not Steakhouse. I got fired from my job doing a podcast.
Yeah, mine are...
PG. I work for myself, so I can't fire myself. So that's good. I'm good.
Mine are PG. So.
And I got a great...
One could not be, but I'm not saying that.
And you got 2 gigs a week.
What?
And you got 2 gigs, so the worst guy.
Right, yeah, I got... Yeah, we don't want to say that too much.
I know. That's what I was whispering at.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, so opening hypothetical. If you could go back to college, guys, and by the way, Rhodesy, you went where?
George Mason.
And Hatch, you went to Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Harvard of the Midwest. Gorgie, you went to?
Two places. Started at Methodist College in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and then transferred to Towson State in Baltimore.
Methodist, okay. Good golf program.
I yes. went to UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West. So if you could go back right now to college and apply your adult-ass brain about what you know about life, people, everything, what two things would you do differently? I'll go first yep. while you guys think about it because I didn't give you prep on this.
I don't even have to think about this.
I already know.
Number one, I would actually take courses that would give me a fucking skill. It might
well,
be...
Well, you don't need to go to college.
It might be... what?
Then you don't need to go to college.
Step up to the microphone, Hess.
Then you don't need to go to college then. To
no.
get a skill, unless you're going to be a doctor or an attorney, what other skill are you going to get? It's
engineering.
Nothing but... Yeah, or engineering.
You mean a professional skill.
A specific trade. Specific trade. Yeah. You're not...
Computer programming.
Yeah.
Business.
Business
accounting.
Is not... Business is blah. That's
okay,
nothing.
Okay, it's better than liberal arts.
No,
it's better than a history degree.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I agree with
you. All right, because you know why? 90% of the people aren't doing the jobs that they graduated college from.
Okay, but knowing how to
I have a criminal justice degree, and I'm a software sales guy. I know people with engineering degrees that are software sales guys.
Like my wife, though, English major from Maryland, and she's like, what am I going to do? The only thing I can do is teach. And I don't want to teach. Why did I do that?
English major. Yeah, you can teach or you
can
write.
To a consulting company.
True, yeah.
They take college, young college graduates. There's lots of routes you can go.
She is only 19. That's a good
yeah, right.
I could do that.
Child bride.
Well, there's a reason why they put BS behind some of
these. Right.
I mean, come on. It's just the fact that it's a degree. Most people don't stay in that wheelhouse and get into that line of work.
But the irony is
correct
to what Zabe is saying. Correct. I feel like coming across the table and choking you because my major at George Mason, I wanted to be a broadcaster. And he's complaining, and he's got a damn good career as a broadcaster.
Well, then, Zabe,
I would never do this again.
Did you try that profession?
No. Too risky.
I've told him. He's probably sick of me hearing this, but sick of me saying this, but my professor on day one at George Mason said that you have all chosen a very exciting career to pursue. That's the good news. The bad news is that all the ex-athletes are taking your positions. And maybe I use it as an excuse to give up, but I did not stick with it. I got to do a bunch of George Mason basketball games on the air. But baseball was what I wanted to do, and I never stuck with it.
Portability, longevity. Those are the two things that matter in a job.
Yeah.
I have a very non-portable job that doesn't have longevity. Right now at 52, if I had to do it again, I'd be in a job that I'd be on cruise control. I'd be like Jay Siegel selling insurance. Boring as fuck, but I'd be making $1 million a year playing a ton of golf.
Yes, you would.
So yeah, that's what I'd do if I could go back. I would actually learn some sort of skill, like the lowest level of engineering degree, like engineering for idiots. I would do that and then at least have something to fall back on. The second thing, and then I'll go around the horn here, I would realize that every hot girl was just as insecure as the fattest, ugliest one on campus.
Maybe more.
Maybe more
which
insecure.
Is the weirdest thing in humans,
right.
But it's true.
So don't be all like, oh, no, yeah.
She's out of your league? No, she's not.
Nobody was. Yeah.
All right.
Me.
All right,
nobody.
Who wants to go next? Two things you'd do differently if you went back in time to college.
So what I would do is, the two things I'd do is, one, I would become more mature during my time of playing football. And I'd be more of a leader on the team.
Were you a little bit of Rod Tidwell?
Yes. I was like, look, I'm going to get mine.
Jerry,
if you guys,
Jerry.
You know, I led by example, but I wasn't really a leader. So
you are my Quan.
I would be more of a leader. than I was before. I led by example. Okay. I wasn't a good leader like I should have been based on my skill set.
That's real world.
Because I was good. I was actually the best one my senior year on the team, and I should have just been more of a leader,
and I wasn't.
Are we in the circle of trust right now?
Of course we are. Steakhouse Confidential. All right, so did you think that being good was going to take care of pretty much everything, and then you realize as an adult being good doesn't always take care of everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's one. Number two.
Number two would be that I would, my junior year.
Listen to that pregnant pause.
My junior year, I went to class the first day in my spring semester. I went to class the first day and got the syllabus and never went back until the final. I ended up missing two finals because they changed the dates and I didn't know. So I was sitting in the class and I was like, where is everybody? So they go, this is psychology. And I'm like, this is supposed to be business law. And they're like, they had their final 2 days ago. Oh, shit. So I went sprinted to the daggone professor's office. He was packing up his stuff to leave. And I said, I missed the final. He's like, you can take it right now if you want.
Shit.
So I had to sit in his office and didn't stop. Nothing.
And
sat there and took the test. I didn't do too well.
Shocker.
I ended up having to go to summer school.
Oh, man.
To become eligible again.
Holy shit.
And then,
dude, we have so
from
much
that
in
point
common.
On, I never missed another day of class. Every class I went to.
Scared straight. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That was good. Honest, man.
Yeah. That's good.
Man.
All right, Rhodesy.
I would never base my decision on a girl. Turning down the opportunity to go to East Carolina to play golf for a girl.
You did. Where were you at the time in high school?
Community college.
Okay, which community college?
Frederick, Maryland. Okay.
And you were in love.
I was in love.
What was her name? First name?
Jen.
Jen, okay.
We had been off and on and off and on for 6 years.
Could she take the chrome off a trailer hitch? Is that part of the reason?
Not Jesus, nearly enough.
She's now
not
tied.
Nearly enough. hey, everybody. Out there. Hey, Mom, if you're listening.
What was it that she had?
Shagging balls.
What? How did she have you wrapped around her?
Zabe,
finger?
I ask myself that all the time.
Did you just ask the power of POP?
Yeah, I mean, first of all.
It's bigger than all of us.
First of all, I was at a crossroads. I had just finished baseball and started becoming good at golf. My dad was talking with the AD. I had an opportunity to go down there, get scholarship money my sophomore year.
Did you visit?
Nope. We turned down the visit.
Let
me rephrase that. I turned down the visit.
And so turned it
my
down?
My dad was irate.
Oh, boy.
And why? Did you say, because I'm with this girl, I don't want to break up?
Yeah, I want to stay home. I'm not sure what I want to do yet.
Now you're going to take that to your grave. I don't want to be morbid.
I will.
And that one's going right to when you're on a ventilator. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. You're like, I should have gone to East Carolina.
Yeah, and my second...
I was a pirate.
My second thing, you asked for two, and it's basically a segue because I would never go to a college that didn't have on campus... I mean, George Mason at the time I was there was...
Commuter school.
Very much a commuter school.
Still is.
So I didn't get to have the real college experience. I got to experience it when I went to my friends' colleges for parties, including East Carolina, where I had five buddies there. And I was like, why did I not go here? This place is amazing. Even Maryland. I mean, I would visit my friends at Maryland all the time, and great time. And I missed that.
Yeah.
Totally void in my life.
Yeah. All right.
True college experience.
Okay.
You got to get that.
Got to get it.
Yeah. If I could do it again, I'd go back. I'd try to go to an SEC school that had football
and
basketball, the big athletic experience, you know, college game day.
Carson wants to go to LSU. He says he likes the uniforms, but he wants to go.
Hey, go Tiger.
Let
go.
Him.
But
why not?
For certain.
Baton Rouge.
Depends on where you go. You know, you can get the same thing from Penn State.
Right, my nephew Luke.
Right, little chilly.
My nephew Luke had choice. He was going to go to Penn State or Auburn because he's got family members down at Auburn. I was begging him, Auburn, please.
Daddy will come visit.
But Penn State plays Auburn this fall, so I'm planning to go up there. I've never been to Happy Valley.
I grew up hating Penn State, but I have to tell you, you enter that campus and it grabs you. It's sure. in the middle of
they
nowhere.
Recruit,
it's
they
their own
you.
Town.
They I recruited mean, you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, he came down to Cincinnati.
Sandusky?
Actually, yes, he did. He called me. He called me on
the
phone.
After
the
shower or before the shower?
I don't know because I was too old baby. For it. But he did call.
It was easy. He was on a tee. I had to hit it.
He did call me, but I sat like this from Joe Paterno. And he's like, are you going to come here?
Wow.
And I was like, let me think about it. And the only reason why I wanted to go to Penn State, but it came down to I got nervous because I was coming from junior college. And they told me, they're like, well, when you get here, we'll redshirt you the first year. And they didn't throw the ball.
No.
This was 1987.
Nope. Yeah.
They were not throwing the ball. In Cincinnati,
Who was a running back back then?
Blair Thomas.
Yeah, Kurt Warner hadn't graduated.
He took me on my recruiting visit.
Blair Thomas did. Nice.
Yeah. And Sam, I remember Sam Gash?
Yeah.
I remember shaking his hand. He squeezed the hell out of my finger. I was like,
How many strip clubs are there in Happy Valley?
None.
Yeah.
There's co-eds.
Game over.
Yeah, there's nasty-ass co-eds
ready to
do what you want to do.
Okay. Right.
All right.
So I went to Cincinnati because they threw the ball more. And we were all independents back then.
And
so I was like, we're going to play them anyway.
And there was a McDonald's bag of cash involved. So I heard.
It was a little bit bigger.
But we're past the statute of limitations.
So?
Okay. All right. Gorgie, two things you would do differently if you could go back to college with your grown-ass, big adult brain who knows how the world works.
I'm not too dissimilar than Rhodesy's story. I got a call one summer, my senior year at graduation of high school, to come down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, to a Division III school called Methodist College in Fayetteville, North Carolina, ranked number 2 in the nation in golf.
Yep.
I had no idea where I wanted to go. I said to my dad, I want to go to Anne Arundel Community College because they had a good program, and I want to go for 2 years and then decide where I want to go to school. My dad said, F no, you're out of here, because I hung out with a couple, let's just say some guys that were on some shaky ground.
Shady.
And, yeah, a little shady in high school.
Were you impressionable? A little bit?
I had a little bit more.
Look at him.
I had a
doesn't he look like a born follower? Sure. I'm in.
So I get a call from the golf coach. I take the call. My mother actually yells, Paul, she could three holes over, you could hear her yell. I came and took the call, and he announced that he was the golf coach and said, I'd like you to come down for a visit. So I had no other choice. And then unbeknownst to me, the number 3 guy on our team got a call, and so we went down together with my father. Literally drive on campus, and we meet the president and the golf coach, and there's a men's dorm, a women's dorm, a couple classrooms, and I'm like, I guess I'm going here. Yeah. I didn't know the choice.
It's small.
So we shagged our own balls. We got to play golf every afternoon. And
so what would you have done differently?
I would have stayed there.
Oh, okay.
I had a girlfriend back in my high school.
Another
who
one.
Who I traveled back and forth.
Oh. And unbelievable.
I was singularly focused.
But the problem is, you got to remember, this is 1985.
Yeah.
Today's Methodist College, you can go there and get a PGA management degree.
Yes, they're one of
they
the PGA
sponsors.
They
didn't have that when I was there.
Yeah. So I'm earning 46 grand a year working 7 days a week.
So
I'm a club pro guy.
Yes.
I don't know what that's like.
So I'm an XY guy. If I do X, I get Y. Well, no one could ever tell me that. My father could never tell me.
So what else would you have done differently?
I transferred to Towson. I bolted there after 2 years. I would have stayed in school and got my degree. Regardless of whatever it was.
So you're a dropout. You're a college dropout.
I'm a college dropout.
Is that harsh? Some of the richest, smartest dudes in the world
are college dropouts. This is real world true story. So my father understands that I want to leave college. He says, come to D.C. His business is on K Street. He's a big computer reseller.
We're about to order.
Real quick. So he says to me, he goes, "What? I understand you don't want to go to school anymore." And he goes, I go, that's correct. And he goes, why? I go, because I don't know why I'm there. I'm there because I think you want me to be there. And he goes, well, I do want you to be there. But I go, I don't know what it gets me. And he goes, I go, you're my mentor, and you never went to college. And he goes, game, set, match. I can overcome that objection. That's my only thing I would have changed.
All right, very good. We're going to order right now. Wonderful Shakira is here to take our order. And we are going to do it like men order, which is one sweep around, appetizer, and main course.
Yeah.
And don't say, oh, I need time to look at the menu, all right?
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Hatch, you're looking at me like, I don't need time to look at the menu.
Exactly.
Plus, I've been to DC Prime often enough. Now, when you do come here and you enjoy their menu, incredible stuff, what would you recommend on the menu?
For you guys, I'm going Tomahawk.
Tomahawk ribeye. Oh, snap.
Let me tell you, I'm happy that you had me tonight, Zabe. This was my work happy hour spot pre-COVID. My office was right down there. I love DC Prime. The bomb.
Well, it's coming back. Everything's coming back after a long year, so we're glad to be here. Okay. I would like to start with the shrimp. Barbecue shrimp,
except the shrimp. The shrimp are terrible.
And then I would like a small filet, medium rare. Can you put a little crab on it? What do you call that? Oscar style. Boom. Perfect. That's all I need. Thank you.
What's the chef? He has a special that's not on the menu for an appetizer. What is it called? No. He has
it's
one.
Not on the menu.
It's not on the menu.
Order
he,
off the
never
menu.
On the menu.
You know, have to know the password. You know the password?
Is it oysters something that he makes? No. No, it's not on the menu.
Gorgie, you're bogging this down.
All right, forget it.
We move on. Hatcher.
I'll skip. I got it.
I'll take the Alaskan king crab leg.
What? Where's that?
No.
For an appetizer. That's right.
It's a 2 pound.
2 pounds?
Yep.
Not sure.
Oh, boy. All right.
I don't have any intel there.
All right, gentlemen. Best story available, as we are at Steakhouse Confidential. Who wants to start?
I want to know if there's one or two from each of us.
You can do one or two if they're short. I realize I don't have any good 5-minute stories, but I've got a few good anecdotes.
I have short ones.
All right. Yeah.
So, and you know about one of them. I'll just tell that one.
All right. Go ahead. Start by asking the question. Do you want to hear about the time? ...
Do you want to hear about the time when I was in Arizona with my brother-in-law, a college teammate of mine, and another friend? We were playing golf.
Okay.
We get on the tee box in Phoenix. Three of us tee off. My brother-in-law gets up there, and he's kind of wild, but he's long. So he hits this tee shot. This truck is driving along the side of the road, and the ball is heading straight for the truck. And then all of a sudden, the ball and the truck disappear. And we're like, oh, shit. We think you hit that truck. He's like, no, man, I didn't hit that truck. So we're all laughing. We're like, man, we think you did. So we all laugh. We're getting the cart, and we're starting to drive off. This dude pulls up, gets out of his truck, and throws the ball at us and said, this landed in the back of my truck.
Wow.
We were like, holy shit. It probably scared the shit out of him.
Oh, you're lucky you didn't want to fight.
You're
lucky,
right?
You're lucky, or you didn't bring a gun with you.
Right.
You're lucky you didn't pull a Tiger Woods. Drive off the side of the road.
By the way, can we get a sidebar, and what do you think happened with Tiger Woods? How did he crash?
Looking at his speed, cell phone.
Speed, look at his cell phone, distraction. He didn't know the road, and he was late.
And that causes you to fly
off.
Well, he can't brake.
He's
because you're going around a turn.
Yeah, he can't hit
the brakes. He missed the turn, so because he was looking at his phone, he started to already go across the median. He was like, oh, shit. And then it was too late.
Awfully quiet over there, buddy.
And I know exactly where that is.
You do.
He was
I used to be a cop,
dude.
I used to be a cop for Hawthorne.
Did you see him in the booth the night before?
Yes, he's on pain meds.
Okay, well, that doesn't go away when you wake up the next day.
I understand, and he's an Ambien nut, too, okay? He's a combo package.
So he's got a big cocktail of
questions.
And he was probably texting a chick from Perkins who he just left with his 3 eggs and a side of pancakes that he nailed the night before.
He's happily settled down with that manager of his restaurant.
Listen, my boy's like Kyle.
She's not cute.
She's ugly as hell.
Not really, yeah.
She is fucking hideous.
My boy saw her in person.
She is horrible. Horrible.
Okay, George Clooney.
Hey, listen, I'm a male model part-time.
Right? You told me that on the way. Well, I won't tell.
Sears catalog.
So my buddy works. He's an Anaheim. He's a lieutenant for Anaheim Police Department, and he also works for Major League Baseball. So the year the Dodgers were in the World Series, he was working the game for Major League Baseball. So he had to walk Peyton Manning to his car. and he had to go sit next to Tiger Woods' girlfriend because some dudes around him were bugging him during the game, and he just didn't want to be bothered. So he had to go sit next to him. So he calls me. He's like, hey, man. He goes, I'm sitting next to Tiger Woods. I was like, oh, okay. So he goes, man, I'll call you later. So he calls me later, and I go, what's up? He goes, man, I saw his girl was sitting right. She is not cute.
Jessica Herman, I believe, is her name.
Yeah. So I was like, really?
I'm going to Google a picture.
And he's like,
no,
man, she is not cute. I was like, really?
On the scale.
So why do you think he's with her?
Because she's into some freaky shit, man. I'm telling you right now. She hangs from the chandelier. She likes a three iron in certain places.
She can suck the chrome right off.
She can suck the tee off.
Nobody hits a three iron anymore.
That, I think she's a great chick.
Nobody hits a three iron. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, she can,
Why the hell are two irons coming back?
Nobody. None of them.
Why are two irons coming
back? Not,
they're thick as a 2x4.
Bell bottoms are coming back, too. They're not coming back. Where do you hear the two irons are coming back?
I see a lot of people...
Rumors.
Newspaper's not coming back. Two irons not coming back.
I've seen people using them.
And Elon is not coming back.
There's an infomercial.
I've seen people using them at Lansdowne.
There's an infomercial I'm going to pull up.
Hitting two irons.
But those are those driving irons.
Yeah, so the big driving irons. It's not the old school two iron. They improved
them. Are they going to run a toxicology on Tiger?
I already did.
I don't think they did.
Yes, they did. They said no alcohol. They've already come out with the toxicology.
They said there was none detected on the scene.
No.
They didn't say the tox was clear.
Yes, that's what they did. I saw the little thing at the bottom. They said no toxicology. They said there was no alcohol involved.
No alcohol. Okay, what about other drugs? Do they run?
First of all, you know how he's got his. IMG guy.
Oh, I know.
Protect a lot of shit.
As former Officer Hatch, what would they be allowed to demand a toxicology screen on other drugs, or can they only do it on alcohol?
No, he took blood. They took blood.
They can say once they take blood, they can say look for
everything. Everything's covered when you take blood.
Ambien, Viagra,
double
Lazartan.
Because he was in a car accident.
Yes.
Do you think Tiger Woods?
I'm just listening to all the drugs I'm on right now.
Does that work?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's Trump.
Sorry, what was that again?
That's a yes.
What?
I mean, his past.
Shakira says yes, he had stuff in him. It was early morning.
Because he was looking at his phone.
Okay, are they gonna check his phone?
Looking at his phone.
Yes.
Are they gonna check his phone?
They're absolutely gonna check his phone.
How do you not hit him with at least a single reckless driving when he launches himself?
Because it's Tiger Woods.
They already said the sheriff, because
they don't want to be bothered with it. They've already said it's an accident.
Right.
Labeled it an accident.
Yep.
They're not pressing any charges. They're not giving him a citation. They've already said it's an accident.
All right.
Right.
Done.
And it's L.A. County Sheriff.
And it's Chips without the bikes.
Right. Best story available, golf course story. I was living in Illinois, and I played at this public course in Buffalo Grove, and it was a Saturday, and it was slower than – I mean, time didn't just stand still. It went backwards, okay? That's how slow the round was. I think it was a three-hour-plus front nine.
Oh
yeah, really bad. I go into the pro shop, and I start jawing. I was much younger and still had piss and vinegar in my blood. And I start jawing with the pro. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I demand a rain check. Don't you marshal this course? And the guy's like, look, I'm sorry, sir. It's a weekend. What do you expect? And I go, I expect a little bit less than 3 hours for the front nine. So he and I are going back and forth. Then all of a sudden, this meathead, this muscle guy in the shop, just kind of loitering around, comes up. He's like, hey, man, you need to get a grip and realize this is a public course and the play is not going to be as fast as you want it to be. And I take my finger and I poke him in the chest. I go, this is none of your business. Turns out he was like a weekend marshal at the course, so he felt like he had to stick up for the pro. Grabs my finger in a vice grip and starts twisting it. And I'm like, I became a little bitch, right? Because he was going to fucking snap my finger off. And I was like, and so I quickly,
I give.
Do you want your finger broken?
Do you want your finger broken
over a stupid 3 hour round? And I was like stunned. I was like, what the fuck? So, and of course, I did poke him in the chest, which is a provocatory act.
Hulk Hogan.
It turns out that he was like some weekend ranger, and you know, he let me go after I calmed down. But I was so pissed and shaken that a couple hours later, I went to the police department in Buffalo Grove and filed a report. Like a
no,
bitch.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was assaulted.
All right.
Oh.
So
it taught me a good lesson, which is You never know.
Careful
if you
whose start... chest you poke.
Yes.
You never know.
You never know.
Okay, Karen, so did you...
Okay, Karen. Or Ken. They call the guys Ken.
Ken.
Okay,
Ken. Dude, that sounds like something I would do, too. And I swear to God, my wife has always gotten on me about that. I'm like some little poking? Jack Russell, like picking fights with guys who would probably kill me. So,
well, but you don't know who's had a worse day than you, who has a gun.
Right, exactly.
Who's had, got a criminal record.
Especially, well, what about now?
Well,
not
yeah.
Not back in the day when you were like, you know, 24 and had a flock of hair.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you.
That's, yeah.
I have chased guys down out of road rage with my child in the back seat.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I won't do it anymore.
You're out of your gourd.
Someone will bust a cap in you in a quick second.
Well, my wife put a lot of...
Ixnay on that cap ass.
My wife talked me out of... reasoned with me. That guy could have shot you.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about that.
Whoa. So was your wife in the car with you?
No. It was just me and Carson.
Who was that?
And Carson was like three.
Carson was all about
it.
Oh, he was three. Okay. So he didn't know what the hell was going on.
Denver.
All right.
Like, what the?
All right. Yeah, they shot me in Denver.
They shot me in Denver.
Yo, who nigh?
Let's ride.
That's right.
Porter. That was Joey Porter. Pittsburgh.
Yep. All right, one more best story available, then we'll dig into our appetizers. Right, so Rosie, you've got a big plate of oysters.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Who here has ever been locked in a professional stadium?
Not me.
The last one to leave.
Not me.
I know Zabe has never been the last one to leave
no.
in a professional
First
sports
one to
stadium.
Leave.
Yes. You have taken the cake there.
Right.
I have, but I don't think it's the same as...
You ready? I'm going to rewind circa 1980.
Something smells really good.
Towson State University. My roommate and I go to an Orioles game. Let's just say there's a lot of grain, alcohol, punch involved. We didn't know our names. They didn't give last call the eighth inning. You got beers up until the game was
That's
over.
That's appreciated right there.
Yep. So he says to me, he goes, let's be the last people to leave the stadium. I'm like, sounds like a great idea, Drew. Let's do it. We walk around a little bit. We make our way over to the outfield. We hop a fence. We get into Orioles bullpen. We use the John in the Orioles bullpen.
You got to call it that?
The pisser. The lights go out.
This is at Camden Yards?
Memorial Stadium.
Oh, Memorial.
The old school stadium. Yeah.
Yep, up on 33rd Street. Lights go out. I turned around, and they dimmed. It wasn't quick. It just dimmed down, and then it got really dark. And I said to him, I go, dude, there's no one else here. And he says, he goes, so we're laying on these picnic tables. Like, all right, how are we getting out of here?
Did you have any concern that there would be no way out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because... Most of those stadiums,
I guess,
have
if they got locked
gates,
they got
people,
them locked out.
Locked
gates.
Yeah, they got the gates. So we made our way out of the bullpen.
It's like Baker Mayfield
behind the bullpen. They had this huge garage door where the equipment came in to work on the field. So it was pretty tall, but it was all the way down and locked.
Couldn't you get in the locker room through the bullpen?
No, everything was locked. We tried. We couldn't see either. Because, I mean, it's completely dark. I mean, it is pitch black. And we had, you know, you had cell phones back in the day. We were like, we're fucked. So.
And all of a sudden, Eddie Murray opens the door.
Eddie Murray. I can't even take some BP.
Al Bumbry.
Do you need a key to get out of here?
Al Bumbry had a late
That'd
shower.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
So.
Hey, what's up, B?
So all of a sudden, we see this huge door drip down, and we're trying to pull it up, and it's locked. And we look a little closer, and we see there's a drain. And so the concrete is kind of beveled underneath. And we had about a 6 to 7 inch opening. I said, that's our only out, my friend.
Oh, man.
And we fucking squeeze our little asses through there.
You're like Andy Dufresne crawling through a tunnel of shit.
And got out. All right, that's story one, Orioles. Story two, we go to seat cushion night with all our boys. A lot of grain alcohol involved again. We go to the piss.
Why grain alcohol?
You should have stayed in college, Gorgie.
No, you paid the lowest admission to go through the back gates, the outfield. The guys with the hat and the Orioles outfits, the old men, you had a cooler. You spun off the top, and they ducked their finger in there and tasted it, and they said, you're good to go. It's fruit punch. The grain alcohol was masked by the fruit punch, literally.
I have a hard time believing that.
No, you could take an
grain
igloo,
alcohol.
Yeah, you could take an igloo cooler, and seriously, you put enough fruit punch in it, they would dip their face. They knew what was going on.
It was grain alcohol night at Orioles.
So listen to this.
So
to boot, it's sea cushion night.
Yeah.
So about the fourth inning, we're blinded, and a couple of us go to the bathroom, come back, one of our boys is not there. And so we're like, where's Pete? And we're looking around, and then some other dude comes over and he goes, you're looking for your boy? Yeah. Cops came and took him away.
What the?
Because he threw a sea cushion onto the field.
Yeah. Never mind he brought, enough grain alcohol. Platoon of army men, but yeah.
So Baltimore, Baltimore's finest took him away quietly, right? So we're like, okay, we don't know where he is. We go downtown to Schaefer's. That was the spot to go in Baltimore City. It's on Nightcap, right? We get back to the ranch, and under one of our buddy's door, who was his roommate, says, Pete DeVal's at precinct whatever. And we're like, well, fuck, we're all hammered. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to go get his ass.
Let's just stay there.
Here's the deal. We'll pick him up on the way to the Preakness, which is the next day, which we had a coffin cooler full of beer already pre-iced. We bailed his ass on the way, and we went to the infield party.
It's a miracle.
The next morning.
It's a miracle that Gorgie still has a liver and has not been murdered by one of his friends. But that's good stuff.
Me,
all right.
I didn't like these at all.
Dude, you crushed those.
Oh.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have you explain why you like raw oysters.
Okay.
You'll have your best story available, and then I'll ask the question. Rank professional athletes from smartest to dumbest.
Oh, boy.
By sport. All right, think about that.
And then
I'll
tell my second story.
Okay, all right, very good. We're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is not on Tuckett.
All right, Rhodesy, you're up. All right. Before we get to the ranking athletes, smartest to dumbest. Doing? No, before we get to that.
We got to do story. We got to finish our stories.
Have you uncorked your story yet?
Yeah, I have it. All right, in my head.
You haven't uncorked it yet. No. You've got a second one, so go ahead real quick.
All right, so, and this one was recent. So I'm in line to pick up my daughter from school. And I'm also waiting for some work calls from people. So normally I don't answer my phone if it's a number I don't recognize.
Right.
So I was like, well, I got to answer my phone because it's someone going to be calling from work and it's not going to be a number that's in my phone.
Right.
So I get this call and it's ringing. It's a 443 number. So I'm like, all right, let me answer it. It's probably somebody from work. So I answer the call. I'm like, hello? And he's like, hello? And he's like, Bryant? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, who's this? He's like, John. Yeah. I go, John? I go, John who? And he goes, John Harbaugh.
Coach of the Ravens.
John Harbaugh.
How did John Harbaugh have your number?
Because he used to coach at Cincinnati when I was there.
No way.
Yeah, so my senior year was his first year at Cincinnati. And he was like, this was like his second job. He's 58 now because we talked about it, and I'm 52. So he was like, yeah, Brian, we were close in age back then.
Yeah.
So when he got the job at Philly, I was at a Washington game, and I went down and talked to him. And he's like, give me your number, and let's stay in touch. So I'd given him my number many years ago, so I guess he had always had it. So when he called, he goes, Brian, Brian Hatcher?
Is he like, we need a wide receiver for camp. Exactly. Suit up. I don't care that you're 52.
So he goes, I called you by mistake. I was trying to call my agent, Brian, and I called you. He goes, and I called you instead. And I said, he's like, well, since I got you on the phone, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm great. Selling software.
Yep. So I tell him.
Driving a Tesla.
Yep. So I tell him.
My handicap's a very flimsy 12.
Yep. So I tell him, like, yeah, I live down in Leesburg. And, you know, he's like, how many kids you have? I go, I got six. He's like, man, you're like my brother. I said, well, I've been married twice. He's like, just like my brother. He's got seven kids, married twice. And, long story short, he's like, yeah, man, anytime you're up this way, give me a call and we'll get together and catch up. So I was like, all right. And we talked for about 15 minutes and that was it. Yep. And then that was the end of the call. I was like, all right, man, have a good one.
Yeah. I said, get him on the podcast.
Yep.
And you're like, I could.
I could. Yep.
Once he learns it's a podcast, he's like, I'm not doing that shit. He's an NFL coach, man. He can't expose himself to letting some chucklehead like me run him into a question or an answer that's going to go viral, you know?
Yeah,
they're very controlled. He'll talk to you as an old player.
Yeah.
If you were to try to, he'd say, sure, I'll do that podcast I've never heard of. And then it'll be like, I don't have time.
Where's Jake?
Then it'll be like, new phone, who dis? He won't even know. All right, Rhodesy, your best story available. Then we'll close on smartest to dumbest athletes, sport by sport. Go.
All right. Question. Do you want all sports or sports with girl involved?
Whatever is your best story available.
All right, I think based on my history, this is the one you guys will like. And pardon me, Zabe, if you've heard this before. I'm 19. I'm playing on the fourth-ranked team in the nation, Legion, American Legion Baseball.
They rank American Legion teams?
Yes, they do.
What team was it?
Frederick American Legion.
Okay. What position do you play?
Third, second, left, and right.
Okay.
Depending on the day.
Did you rake?
I did rake.
Power?
Not very many homers, a lot of gappers.
Okay.
A lot of gappers, very high average.
Okay. You're 19, you got a 34-inch waist, you got a big shock of hair.
I had hair.
You've got a gleam in your eye. You are going to take the world by the tail.
I was. But I also needed a job.
Just go ahead.
Pardon. The guys are ordering dessert right now.
Man, the succulents.
If you've not
going
been
right
to
now.
DC Prime, yes, the desserts are spectacular.
Exactly. Okay.
Gorgie, pay attention.
Seriously.
Jesus.
I'm all in.
All right.
Is this poker night?
So I also needed a job. I'm working at a brand new sports bar in Frederick, Maryland called The Home Court. It's the grand opening weekend. I go in. The grand opening invites all the merchants in the strip mall that are in that where the location is. I go in. I sit down with all the staff. The owner is pouring me beers. I'm only 19. I'm like, okay, this is great. Halfway into the night, girl to my right, I look over at her, smoking hot. She goes, "You're the guy who's the baseball player that the owner was telling me about." I'm like, "Oh, he was telling you about me?" She goes, "Yeah, I know the Frederick American Legion guys. I know the coach, and I was there at the game last night with a bunch of people."
What a big bat you have.
Is this Bull Durham?
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm 19. She's 31.
Oh.
Bow.
Mama hen.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, mama hen.
By the way, smoking hot. Next thing you know, her friend who works in the Hallmark card shop comes to join us.
Of course she does.
So we're drinking
I think I read this in Penthouse Letters to the editor.
I hope Sean is not listening to this.
So really Fred Neck back then.
This sounds a little too convenient to be true. Go ahead.
It really was convenient.
A minute. All right,
so yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
You take the two of them home.
I want you to hear a line first that she asked me.
Are you circumcised?
Do you like water sports?
Of course I do.
And I said,
"You're like, sure, water skiing,
you know,
jet skiing."
I've always been invited to go water skiing. I've been afraid to break my leg because of baseball. And next thing you know, this guy that was hired to work in the kitchen comes out. Leon. He goes, "Brother, that ain't what she's asking you." So I'm like,
"Let me break it down."
I go like this.
Leon.
So
what'd you say?
I'm trying to go fast here. So no, we had a bunch of time. Yeah. And next thing you know, she says, "Let's go to McDonald's Raw Bar," which is a great oyster shop in Frederick.
McDonald's.
Awesome.
Wow.
We go down there with Leon and her friend. Mm-hmm. We're drinking. She apparently knows the owner, so no one's carding me. We're pouring beer. Blah, blah, blah. It's getting steamy. She says, "Hey, John, would you like to come back to my place?" I said, "Well, I got to think about it." Yes. So I said, "I need to take Leon home." And she goes, "That's fine. I need to take what's her name home. Here's my address. Meet me there." I'm taking Leon home, who's hammered. I'm driving through the streets of Frederick, listening to Leon tell me, "Take a left here, take a right here." Leon says, "Take a left here." I turn left, and I notice halfway down there that I'm going on a one-way street.
You're going the wrong way.
Turn
like planes,
around.
Trains, and automobiles.
I said, "How do they know which way I'm going?" Yeah. So I said, "Oh, my God." And I said, "Look, in my mind, I'm seeing the stop sign up ahead, and beyond the stop sign is back to two-way traffic. So as the smart 19-year-old that I am, I punch it to get through the intersection."
Oh, my God.
And as I get to the intersection, a car turns from my right to their left.
Towards you.
Boom! Head on. Leon's head goes through my windshield.
Oh, shit.
The seatbelt kind of cracks my ribs. I can't even breathe. I get out of the car. Well, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I pull Leon from the back of his collar.
I pull Leon back in the car.
He's like, "Man, look what you did to me." I'm like, "What?"
Oh, man.
He's bleeding all over the place.
Not happy.
We get out of the car. We're sitting on the curb, and here come
the cops,
the girls that we were with at McDonald's Raw Bar.
Water Sports Wendy comes along.
Here she comes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
And she's like, oh, my God, I hear the cop car. Here come the cops. Take this gum. Chew this gum.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, the gum is going to cure
it. She goes, are
you? Cover everything.
She goes, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said,
Were you drunk?
I want to know. I want to know how the people are in the car that I hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she goes, that was our car.
Oh, my God.
And I hit her head on in a brand new white Toyota Supra. And the next time I saw this girl was in court. And my mom and dad were there, and my dad leans over to me, and he goes, is that the chick that you were? I said, yeah. He goes, damn.
He's like, you fucked that all up.
She was smoking hot.
All right, that's a good story. Did you get charged with DUI?
I got charged. I had, probation for
judgment.
2 years.
But you got hit with a Dewey. Had to have.
It was a
DWI?
UI that they turned to a DWI because I was under age.
No, same thing.
Back then,
Officer Hatch, help me out here.
Back then it was worse, Dave.
If I was Rose, I'd have ran and left Leon there.
Leon fucking turned me down the wrong road.
The cops saw Leon and they said, Leon,
just walk home. I'm thinking, Leon's been here before.
He knows the plan.
Was this one of the rare white Leons?
No. Because
there aren't a lot of them, you know?
My man, Leon.
You a white Leon Hatch?
Leon Jackson. Yes, I do. I've met a Leon, a white Leon.
Is there a public figure white Leon that you can think of? I can't.
A white
just
Leon?
Just like a white Reggie that is a public figure, sports figure, or something like that.
Back in the Civil War days, Reginald.
Is that like a black Doug from Hangover?
Could be. Right. Doug Glanville. There's a black Doug for you right there.
Glanville?
Yeah, Doug Glanville. Baseball player. No,
Jared?
Baseball player.
Oh, really?
All right, let's close on this, boys. Been a good night. Thank you to DC Prime for having us. Boy, you guys, Hatcher had no qualms about running up the free food bill. 2 pounds of king crab. I shudder to think what that actually went for, market price.
$99.
That's your baller. I love it.
What I found strange was he was actually crying while he was eating. Like he was in a somewhat fetal position sitting.
You mean like Homer when he ate Mr. Pinchy, his lobster? Remember that?
I was concentrating.
He was like, oh, so sad. I had to boil you. And he's like, you're so delicious, though. All right.
Great cheesecake.
Rank athletes in terms of smartest to dumbest. Here's my rankings. Smartest is football players on average. Not all of them, but on average.
Specific?
Yeah. The next class would be basketball players. Then we go hockey players, and I got baseball at the bottom. Smartest to dumbest, averaging out. Remember that, you know, football players, they've got at least that layer of complete psychopaths, but it's outweighed by a lot of other pretty smart guys.
I'll grab this right here because I'm a baseball guy.
You think baseball players are smart?
No, you're spot on.
Okay.
We're the dumbest people in sports. And I can't explain it, Zabe.
Baseball players are stupid. Because you go to play minor league ball when you're a teenager. And then it's all about grabbing ass and snapping towels and trying to get hits and picking up 31-year-olds in a bar who want to show you how to water ski, so to speak.
Driving down maybe the wrong way street.
Maybe that along with, if you think about it, the four sports you named, only one of them really resonates with country bumpkin. There's going to be a country bumpkin that plays baseball.
Now,
he's not playing hockey.
Hockey players are the coolest, but they're also mostly Canadian farm boys.
Well,
they're not really deep thinkers.
Yeah. Right.
I've been out at night with hockey players, and I love it.
Right.
Hockey players are great dudes, man.
Yeah. They are great dudes. Yeah. All right. What do you guys think? Do you have any quibbles with the rankings there that I gave them to you?
No, because I'll just give you two names that solidify.
Get up on the mic there, Hatcher.
I'll give you two names that solidify what you're saying.
Yeah.
One, Carl Everett.
OK.
Okay.
In baseball.
Baseball player, yeah.
Idiot.
Didn't believe dinosaurs existed.
And he said the earth was, what did he say?
He was not a flat earther. That was Kyrie Irving.
That was Kyrie Irving. Yeah. What, Carl Everett said something else.
Carl Everett didn't believe in the dinosaurs.
Didn't believe in the dinosaur, and he was $400,000 in debt. It's a child support, and said he wasn't paying. Yeah. When the police came to his house and said, like, "We're going to take you to jail unless you pay," I'm not paying.
Now let me ask you guys: of all sports in D1 colleges, what athletes have the worst GPAs?
Basketball.
Go beyond the major sports.
How do you know this? Is this a factoid or is this opinion?
It's a factoid, but I have to say that it's 2 years old. So,
all right. I don't know.
Golf.
Really?
Their tournaments are sometimes a week long. They are often traveling with tutors. They're very rarely in class. They're
just like basketball players.
They're not smart. Look at me.
Well, you're worst of both worlds, baseball player turned golfer.
Now, the dumbest
that explains
athlete,
a lot, Zay.
This is a very simplistic question. The smartest is NFL. The dumbest is NHL.
All right. There you go.
Quarterbacks have the highest IQ because they actually study.
Well, they can mentally process quicker than just about anyone else.
They have to read defenses.
Right.
They have to make snap decisions.
But that's
hockey.
You just took one position in football.
Hockey's right. Fucking chasing a frozen fucking puck around a rink. That's not hard.
He's not. That's
the difference.
In football, there's more people that are doing that.
Absolutely.
In football, there's more people that are doing that. Just the quarterback. The quarterback's going to get up to the line.
That's
gonna
a good point.
He's going to call the formations. He's going to call
audible.
The blocking scheme
audible.
Along. And sometimes the center calls the blocking scheme,
right.
But. Everyone on the offense is constantly reading what the defense is doing and making adjustments during the play.
Absolutely.
Offensive lineman, the quarterback, the wide receiver, depending
everybody.
On the coverage, is the route you're going to run. The lineman, the only one that might not is the running back, but he has to read the defense because if they're blitzing,
absolutely.
He has to step up and know who to pick up
players,
on the blitz.
Would you agree football players have the best your mama comebacks? While on the field.
I say football players are the biggest trash talkers.
Yeah.
And then next basketball.
Hatch.
No, basketball over football.
Oh, football is bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially the defensive backs and the linebackers.
Right. A lot of shit.
Hatch, didn't they have any large pieces of cake
okay,
that you
could
have eaten?
Let's put a wrap on it, boys. Cheers it up. You guys are a bunch of fools.
Cheers.
You got some stories
cheers.
That are quasi-believable. Quasi-believable.
Quasi.
I'm going to now search the Frederick Police Archives, circa 85, because your story, Rhodes, is a good one.
87.
I will option it into a ABC Movie of the
Week
if it's real.
October 22nd, actually. Right. That was the night.
He's got the night down. That's a
Our thanks to DC Prime Steakhouse in Ashburn, Virginia. I'd say no cows were harmed in the taping of tonight's episode, but I'm afraid a few of them didn't make it. If you want to experience the absolute finest in dining, whether it's steaks or seafood, book your reservation today at dcprimesteaks.com. Tell them you heard it right here on the Zabecast and ask for Rick Crow. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.